Now for that ancient bird. The scientific paper is about to be published. One of the authors lives in Georgia, and Sharon Carlton went to find him.
Far away, in a small office on the other side of the world, a university paleontologist made an astounding discovery, all to do with Australia's ancient fossil records. Dr. Anthony Martin at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, has spent the last couple of years, on and off, studying some interesting footprints on a block of stone from Victoria, which date back more than 100 million years. Tony Martin imagines the days when the footprints were actually made.
This place, which is now Victoria, was actually close to the South Pole at that time. So it was a polar environment, cold and dark during the winter, more similar to what you would see, say, in Hobart today, only take Darwin and put it down there. Very, very different from how Australia is today, much closer to the South Pole. Then these tracks specifically were preserved along a river floodplain. So you think about a river channel, it's the spring. The thaw has just happened, so there's been torrential flooding as a result of this thawing out of the ice and snow from that polar winter. Those torrential runoffs have also scoured a lot of the surfaces clean, so now you have these beautiful, extensive sand flats on either side of the river once the floodwaters have subsided. Now think about dinosaurs walking across those surfaces, leaving beautifully expressed three-toed tracks. Also think now, for the first time, about birds, and birds flying overhead, landing onto the sand flat. And as one of them lands, its rear toe leaves a long impression from where its claw drags across the sand. Now let's go 105 million years into the future to... Men are walking along this part of the Victoria Coast, now called Dinosaur Cove. They're looking for bones, but they're also on the look for any sort of tracks that might be out there. They spot this slab of rock in the surf zone, and if you've ever been down there, it's fairly dangerous work. So they spot this rock in the surf zone, and they spot three tracks on this rock. They're brave enough, one of them goes back and recovers it. And the two men are Sean Wright and Alan Tate.
Sean Wright and Alan Tate are both volunteer dinosaur diggers with Museum Victoria.
Sean spotted the tracks, and then Alan also photographed them and confirmed them, sent the photographs to me and Tom Rich.
Dr. Tom Rich is curator of vertebrate paleontology at Museum Victoria.
3 months later, he came back, broke the rock into four pieces, and carried it out of there. Now, again, if you've ever been to Dinosaur Cove, I was thoroughly impressed to hear about that, because I think it was probably about 30 to 40 kilograms of rock he carried out there on his back. But it's fortunate he did, because then about 4 or 5 months later, I came to Museum Victoria, took a look at the tracks, and confirmed, yes, they were indeed tracks. The question was, were they dinosaur tracks? Were they bird tracks? If they were bird tracks, they would be the oldest bird tracks known in Australia. That's very exciting right there. I expected that they would be dinosaur tracks from what you would call theropod dinosaurs or so-called non-avian dinosaurs, because today we now know that birds are dinosaurs. Well, it was amazing. Within the first 5 minutes of looking at these tracks, I realized at least one of them had to be from a bird. And that was the one that had a really long gouge mark from its rear toe from when it landed onto the sand flat 105 million years ago.
What did they look like?
Think of them heron-sized or egret-sized. Think of them as being about maybe 40 centimeters tall at the hip. So then have their neck above that. Of course, they have feathers on them, but a lot of the theropod dinosaurs were also feathered. But they had wings. So think about them with their wings now tucked. They've just landed, and they're walking around on the sand flat, perhaps looking for food. Perhaps it's a male-female pair that are there flying together. And think about some of the sounds that might have been in the air, too. To me, that would have been one of the most wonderful parts of going back to the Mesozoic, is just hearing, what were those bird calls like? What were the dinosaurs saying to one another back then? It must have been remarkable.
And how much can you tell from these footprints?
Quite a bit, even though these are three isolated footprints that I think are from three individuals, two of them birds, one of them probably a theropod dinosaur. I can tell you approximately how big they were, a little bit about their behaviors from each of the three footprints, because they left these detailed structures around the outlines of their feet that showed how their feet moved, how they twisted, in the instance of one of them, how it landed, or some of the other nuances of behavior that I often see while I'm tracking modern birds or other modern animals. So there's actually quite a bit you can tell. And then being able to pinpoint exactly what kind of animal might have made these tracks.
When you say feathers, are they exactly the same feathers as we imagine on birds today? And colors? What colors?
Oh, we actually know a lot about dinosaur colors now from the feathers. This was just recently discovered, just a few years ago. The feathers, sometimes the best preserved ones, have these structures called melanosomes. These are structures that reflect pigments. What's very cool about that is the pigments that we see in these melanosomes today, we can compare to the structures we see preserved in fossil feathers. So now paleontologists can actually tell us whether some of these dinosaurs or birds that had feathers, whether they were iridescent, whether they had red, white, maybe black in those colors, and tells us something about some of the patterns they might have had in those feathers, which of course were used for species recognition and mate attraction.
And any ideas about our feathered friends here?
I wish. Now, in deposits of the same age north of there at Coonawarra, other paleontologists, I think including Tom Rich, they have found feather impressions. Only a few. Now, those are in a lake deposit, the Coonawarra Lake deposit, actually, which is a little bit older, I think around 115 million years old. But there's the problem. We don't know if the feathers came from dinosaurs. We don't know if they came from birds. Also, the only other fossil record we have of birds in that part of Australia is a single furcula, which is more or less the wishbone. That's the only piece of evidence we have of birds being in all of southern Australia. That one bone, along with the feathers, which we don't know are from birds or dinosaurs, and now these tracks. And that, to me, is what is so thrilling, so exciting about these tracks. It's a start in the trace fossil record of birds in southern Australia during the early Cretaceous period. To me, that's absolutely thrilling.
Dr. Anthony Martin at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, with Sharon Carlton. And as I said, that paper's in the press.